Ricky, R-I-C-K-E-Y, an M-O-T-E-N, 72-year-old gentleman, truck driver, lives with his daughter, Elquita, and his wife, who's his primary caregiver. This patient has an extensive history of tobacco abuse in the past period. He has had issues with aspiration, weight loss, left-sided weakness or left-sided paralysis related to his stroke, bowel and bladder incontinence, and has been ADL-dependent, period. In the paragraph, on or about middle of February of this month, he was admitted to the hospital with respiratory failure, hypoxemia, and aspiration pneumonia, period. In the paragraph, he's become quite weak since his hospitalization. He was sent to rehab, has had very little change in rehab. His potassium has been elevated. He's now totally and completely bedbound. Of course, he's always been ADL-dependent and bowel and bladder incontinent, period. In the paragraph, he's lost weight. His appetite has been diminished. He has choking spells and has continued to do badly. For this reason, he's been reevaluated and admitted to hospice for further care. Review of system, weight loss, totally and completely bedbound. Has some red spots on his sacrum, but nothing has opened up. Has protein, calorie, malnutrition, renal insufficiency, hyperkalemia, bowel and bladder incontinent, severe protein, calorie, malnutrition, severe muscle weakness, and muscle wasting, period. He's using his nebulizer 3 or 4 times a day and does not require oxygen at this time. He's off his Zoloft. He's quite thin and has not been able to walk for some time, period. That's on review of system. His current medication and family history, no change from previously. Mother died at age 97 with diabetes, does not know anything about his father. COVID immunization is up to date, allergy none. COVID and flu immunizations are up to date. Medication includes allopurinol, 100 milligram a day, nurontin, 100 milligram TID, nifedipine ER, 30 milligram once a day, Lipitor, 80 milligram a day. And Flomax 0.4 milligram once a day plus Plavix 75 milligram a day. He also uses albuterol nebulizer machine. Period. On exam, blood pressure is 110 over 88, pulse is 93, respiration is 18 at febrile. O2 sites 91% on room air. Heart, positive, one positive, blister, tachycardics with ectopic lungs, ronchi and rouse. Coarse breath sounds in both bases. Abdomen is soft. Neck shows no JVD. Skin shows decreased sugar. Oral mucosa is quite dry. Lower extremity shows severe muscle wasting. Contracture on the left side and signs of protein, calorie, malnutrition with a stage 1 decubitus ulcer over his backside, period. The paragraph assessment, 73-year-old gentleman with history of stroke, left-sided weakness, ADL-dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent, status post-hospitalization with aspiration pneumonia. Obviously, patient now has severe aspiration. Patient also has respiratory failure and is no longer able to ambulate. He's totally and completely bedbound, period. In the paragraph, he continues the help of other people to be able to live. He has also history of COPD, hypertension, depression, anxiety, hyperlipidemia, renal insufficiency, new with hyperkalemia, period. He also has BPH, left-sided weakness, and stroke, period. He's lost at least 7 to 10 pounds per family member and continues to do poorly. He speaks in a whisper and appears very weak, continues to remain hospice appropriate. The family does not want him to go back and forth to the hospital. If he has another bouts of pneumonia and wants to for patient to be kept comfortable and pain-free till he passes. Thank you.